It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Eric Porter. Eric is Vice President of Commercial Lending, ESP Financial. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Ron?
Doing good on this Wednesday morning. Always good to talk to you. And we want to inform people about credit scores and why people should, I guess, care about their credit score, Eric.
Yeah. Well, your credit score is a big deal. It affects your ability to get a credit card, buy a home, secure a loan, and even influences things like your insurance rates and even rental applications. Having a strong credit score can open financial doors, while a poor score can really make your life more difficult and more expensive.
All right, Eric, tell us a bit more about how your credit score is determined.
So there are a lot of different factors that can contribute to one's credit score. We're going to talk about five main factors that have the most influence. Those would be payment history, which seems kind of obvious, but really, when we talk about payment history, this is, you know, paying bills on time, which shows lenders or anybody looking at this that you're reliable. While if you have missed or late payments, that can drop your score and show creditors that maybe you're not as reliable. Credit utilization is another big one. This is the percentage of available credit you're using. So if you have credit cards, try not to max those things out or carry high balances. You want to try to keep that below 30%. Length of your credit history is another factor that plays into it. The longer you've had your credit accounts open, and the better, unless you weren't paying them, then that could have an adverse action. And then the credit mix, so having different types of credit, so credit card, home loan, mortgage, or home loan, auto loan, different kinds of loans can help increase your score. And try to limit what we call new credit inquiries. So if you're going out and shopping for a car, try not to, you know, have five different dealerships pull your score five different times. That can ding your score because it looks like you're trying to access credit, and the algorithm doesn't like that.
Okay. Good to know that. Good to know that. So, Eric, what about some ways to improve our credit score? How can that be accomplished?
The most important thing, in my opinion, is to always pay your bills on time. Lenders want clients who pay when expected. On-time payments will show up on your credit report and help raise your credit score. Late payments will drop your credit score, especially those that are far overdue or have gone to collection. Your goal should be to keep your balances as low as possible. Do not, like I said, max out credit cards or carry high balances, and don't have multiple loan obligations at one point in time. The longer you have a satisfactory credit history, the better. Really, when they look at these, they're going to say, how long have you had these loans and how long have you paid them back? If you can show consistent payment over a long period of time, then that's going to help your credit score and show that you're a good credit risk.
All right. Well, we talked about credit history, credit scores. How do we find out what our credit score is, Eric?
Well, outside of paying for something, service, the three main reporting agencies, the three main credit bureaus are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They all have services where you can pay to get those. However, there is a way that you can access your credit report for free every year from each one of those credit bureaus. You would just go to www.annualcreditreport.com. So that's www.annualcreditreport.com, and you can access your credit reports. We recommend people doing that once a year. It's free. It's a good tool for people to make sure that they don't have anything reporting on there that they shouldn't, or vice versa. If they're making a payment that's not reporting on there, they want to make sure they're getting credited for those on-time payments.
Good credit report information this morning, Eric. And how about leaving us with a money message?
Yes, Ron. So just to kind of wrap all this up, your credit score plays a huge role in your financial future and success. You know, we want to help people stay informed, make smart decisions, If you ever need any guidance, we're always here to help. Reach out to any of our ESP lenders colleagues and visit ESBfinancial.com for more information. You can also give us a call at 620-342-3454.
Good stuff. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Always good to talk to you, Eric Porter. Eric's Vice President, Commercial Lending, ESP Financial, with Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with offices and locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.